Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
According to studies, millions of Americans aren't getting enough sleep, and it's affecting their health. If you're waking up tired every day, you'll want to listen to this important announcement.
Hello, I'm veteran road comedian Tim Wilson. When I'm out crossing this great country of ours, I'm not sleeping in some luxurious four-star hotel.
Nope.
Hell, I ain't even catching a few winks in a flea-infested rent-by-the-hour flop house. No, I'm sleeping in my car. And after 25 years on the road, my back was killing me. But not anymore. You heard of them Sleep Number beds? They ain't just for the bedroom anymore.
Oh. It's the new Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. With the Sleep Number car seat, you don't have to worry about reservations, vacancies, or smoking laws. You just pull into the nearest truck stop, rest area, or darkened parking lot, dial in the comfort level you want, and you'll be fast asleep in no time.
I like the Sleep Number car seat so much, I bought the whole damn company. Get your Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. Available anywhere they sell road maps, auto air fresheners, coffee, and sun lamp hot dogs. It's only $19.99 and comes with the Tim Wilson guarantee. I'm so sure you'll love this thing. If you don't get a better night's sleep in your car within the first week, call me and I'll meet you at a rest area and give you your money back.
Don't spend another night tossing and turning in your front seat. Go pick up a Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat today. But remember to bring cash, because we don't take personal checks or credit cards.
I do not believe in credit cards. That's the first step towards each of us getting stamped with a number. You can look it up in the 13th chapter of Revelation. I ain't going to hell over a car seat.
Well, what about a Social Security number?
Just shut up and finish the damn commercial.
All right. The Tim Wilson Sleep Number car seat. Go out and get yours today. Sorry, you apparently can't call toll-free to order one. Can't have a phone because they got numbers.
Are you looking for an ass dropping?
Sorry.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Look at this. We have the relaxed Al Jackson.
Holy hell.
Al Jackson, a man who apparently has more pairs of glasses than Chick has shoes. Always looking dapper and handsome, Al. And is that a new couch you got there at your house?
No, this is. I actually bought, and I blame this on the legal marijuana here in Denver. I bought two foam Swedish chairs that from crushed velvet.
Mm-hmm.
I love them to death. I don't know why I picked orange and green. We're going to go back to probably a sativa. And that's why I'm here. But I'm happy I did. I love soft Swedish furniture. I'm here for it. Mid-modern century, here for that.
Al, you look like a hip-hop preacher that got canceled for buying sneakers with the collection plate money. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah, I mean, Willie, first of all, good to talk to you, but I haven't talked to you in forever. It's within all those positions, I realize that the people that are preaching to you to not do something, that just gives them a reason to they're like, look, I was on the internet exploring this Anna de Armas, okay? And the next thing you know, it's like, hey, I need to know, how do you spell euphoria? All right. Look, you just want to look at it and pretend like you're mad. It's all good.
I got a question for you, Al.
Talk to me.
Who picked out that suit yesterday on the show?
Oh, that's our new clothing director. That's not the wardrobe stylist. Dre. He told me, he was like, Al, we're about to hip you up a little bit. And yesterday, I really should have been coming out of a river in that pink suit, but it was but it wasn't wet, you know, because I have the power of heaven behind me. So I should just come out just super. I mean, I loved what I had on yesterday. Tom, did you see the salmon blazer?
I didn't see it. Waste was telling me about it. So you were on the Daily Blast Live, the TV show, and yes, you were wearing, he said, a hot pink suit.
It was, well, there were the pink pants were more like church 97 pink pants, like Usher, okay. You know, just like you're helping Pleated? People get into the church and making Georgia. And then the up top was salmon blazer. You're getting out of a black Tesla with the butterfly wings. So it was like very modern on the top, old school on the bottom. And it was just like they just met right in the middle. I was here for it.
Nice.
Well, sounds good. Sounds good. We have
I'm back in my studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to explain.
Christy Lee sent me plates and silverware, and I love you. Honestly, I texted you yesterday, but the world needs to know. Christy, like I had nothing, and like you were the first thing that I got back in my house, got me back on my feet. I love you so much, girl. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Now, once again, the issue is Al Jackson and his fiance split the sheets, if you will. Except she took all the sheets.
And, she took all the sheets and the fitted sheet and
the ceiling fans,
the backup pillowcases.
She
and
took the ceiling fans. I saw that picture. That isn't even legal, is it?
No, not from not from a realtor point of view. It's not. It's part of the house.
You're back,
and really quickly, Tom. You know what it reminded me of? Did anybody in there see the movie Moving with Richard Pryor?
Mm-mm.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was one of the running jokes was like the people that they bought the house from. They were like, these are nice shelves, but we're taking it with us. This is the refrigerator. And then the couple that moved took everything. They gutted the house. And it's like funnier on the movie. But when it's your stuff.
But when it's your stuff. Yeah. Okay. But you're getting back and you can see Al in the Daily Blast live, as I mentioned. Your wardrobe master wanted to hip you up. Your job on this show is to hip me up with contemporary aspects of language. Did you guys talk about the Merriam-Webster additions to language at all?
We did. And, you know, Tommy, I brought you up on the show because this is going to really... It's going to be startling to everybody in the studio and everybody listening. I would argue that Tom knows more slang than a lot of my co-hosts. I swear.
Really?
Because a lot of my co-hosts are like kind of, just having kids or have distanced themselves from nightclubs and hip hop or whatever, videos and music. But Tom, say what you want, every week you hear these. Mm-hmm. So like you definitely there was something I thrown at you that were on the show. So like which ones got your attention?
Yeet was the one that bothered me because it was so complicated. Y-E-E-T, it means to throw something with force without regard to the thing being thrown, or it means you're surprised.
I think both of those are wrong. And because my answer to that on the show was the first one, to get something away from you quickly, I throw something. But my our executive producer, Chris, he has a 21-year-old, kid. And he said, like, he'll go up to his son and be like, hey, we're going to go to McDonald's. And he'll just be like, yeet. Like, that's how kids really use it.
Okay.
It's like, it's like their version of man or like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of them were good. Like the word MacGyver. You could MacGyver something. You could MacGyver a marijuana pipe out of a watermelon.
We've been saying that for years.
Yeah, that's out there. And I don't know why pumpkin spice made the dictionary. That's fairly obvious.
Tom, isn't pumpkin in that sentence an adjective?
It's describing the type of spice. I don't know.
So why was that a word?
Isn't it pumpkin plus spice?
I don't know.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
let's try to hit me up with some new words from your street, if you will, Al. What have you got?
All right, Tom. I actually have some that I thought were really, these kind of threw me because these are abbreviations. Because I think, honestly, a lot of parents, like when you check your kid's phone, we're looking for like the major words, the ones we know. But there's abbreviations that you should also know. So this one is more common, but I want you to just kind of get into the rhythm of thinking in abbreviations. So, Tom, what if you got a text from a doctor and it said BBL in there in that text? What is that? What is that doctor talking about?
Oh. An attractive African-American woman, beautiful black lady.
Ooh, that's good. That's nice. First of all, that would work at any jazz club. Yeah. That is, you keep that one in your back pocket.
I'm not sure why my doctor would be saying that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say, hey, you want to take your metropolitan and then the BBL. What?
Excuse I recommend me, a beautiful black lady and call me in the morning.
So, fine BBL.
BBL, give me the context again. A doctor would be texting me this?
You know, I'll give you a bigger hint. A surgeon would be texting any of you guys BBL. Christy, have you ever heard any of your homegirls talk about this?
BBL.
Is one of the words big?
No. Okay. It's one of the words is a country.
I think Willie and I know what it is.
I know what it is. It's
I know what it is.
It's Kardashian adjacent.
Yes. Very much. Yes.
Lips?
Nope. Big. Oh. Nope. It's what Kardashians are known. Well, they used to be known for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called a Brazilian butt lift. A BBL.
A Brazilian butt lift.
And if I may, you get lipo on the tummy, so the tummy gets smaller.
Yeah, we're cinching. We're going bigger. We're cinching the waist.
That after you get this, it's kind of hard to gain weight because it only goes to your butt and your top area. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's but a lot of women go out of the country to get it done
because it's stupid and freakish. And
well, but also
illegal.
You have to take 3 months off of life to recover. You can't walk around.
I didn't know it was that
down.
Long.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long recovery. It's a part of the mommy makeover. Usually,
and it's the Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes. Tom, did you know that there's like places all over the world that like specialize? Like, I just found out. Like, I guess people go to Turkey to get their veneers, like turkeys for teeth. Like, you go there to get teeth. You go to Brazil to get your butt.
Yep.
Oh. Super interesting.
Yeah, I know that every time we get one of these stories about someone having their hind end expanded, it's in some garage in Miami, and it's some guy using tire filler.
Hey, Crazy Rick does good work.
And then somebody ends up dead.
I'm Crazy Rick! I'll fill any butt!
Easy.
Hey, you're okay, ladies. You're okay, fellas. You don't have to do this. Oh, God, that's nuts. What else have you got for me, Al Jackson?
All right, Tom, this one is weird because this is going to be this is generationally biased, meaning if you grew up probably in my time or like when the internet first started, you will think this is totally different from what it is now. So, Tom, if I sent you the abbreviation ASL, like what does that mean to our generation?
Well, it's not another button.
If I text that into like AOL,
it's not like 90. Ass size large.
No. Think about AOL in 1998.
Huh.
If you were in a chat room and you typed ASL.
Anybody got any ideas?
I know what it is. I don't want to ruin it for you guys, though.
Yeah, no, you're not ruining it. What is it?
ASL, it's age, sex, location. So you're talking to some stranger online, and they say ASL to me, and then I say 14, boy, Indianapolis. And then, you know, we talk to them. It's okay. You see what I'm saying?
Got it.
How's that story end, really?
Not well.
Creepy man from Ohio gave me the Burger King.
Getting cuffed.
Yes. Now, Tom, if you text ASL to somebody, it does not mean age, sex, location anymore.
It's changed?
It's changed, and it's no longer like an acronym. It's just kind of like, it's almost the letters themselves sound like a phrase you would say.
Hmm. Oh, you'd be calling somebody a name?
No, almost like you'd say it like as, what would that last word be?
As
hell?
Mm-hmm. Oh, as hell?
You hear that? So like you
he's
would just
dumb
say,
as hell?
Yes.
Yeah, so you would just be like, I'm hungry ASL.
Oh, I see.
Oh, gotcha.
Isn't that interesting? Whereas
wild.
Like us, we were just like, where are you?
Yeah.
Are you a woman? Better not be. Such a crazy evolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's there too.
As if is like the same thing.
This is getting
as if. Mm-hmm. Was that Clueless?
Maybe.
I think it might have been, yeah.
I think that was just Yeah. By the way, a lot of black men have affinity for that movie, Clueless.
Really?
Me and my homeboys used to watch that all the time. It's just a, and you know, a lot of rappers reference it. Like, I was just listening to Zach Fox last night. And he mentioned it in
It's in song, it's Getting F-A-F-O. Loser, We Go Shopping Like It's Clueless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, can I join your homeboys club? What's the...
Yep. Tom, we are all...
If you have to ask that, the answer is always no.
Yes, we always need
Can anybody be a homeboy?
I love the way you did. Can I join your homeboys club?
You should be yelling up in a treehouse asking that question.
Hey guys.
Hey, Al, we're doing a stunt, if you will, today. And I say we. I mean, Ace has volunteered to do this. And I'm not sure if you could do this on your TV show, Daily Blast Live. Have you seen this coffin-shaped box about the size of the palm of your hand? And can you read part of that to Al? It's called the Pocky, and it's the chip. Challenge.
One chip challenge.
It's
yes.
So hot, you have to handle it with gloves. And pregnant women can't even eat one.
Reaper and scorpion peppers.
Oh my goodness! What do you get if you finish it? Just
bragging rights,
I guess.
Destroyed
the bathroom of your choice.
Yeah, and we've received several letters from people who have tried this and regretted it. Ace insists that he wants to try it.
Have we received any emails that went positive? Like, oh, I ate it. I loved it.
No. Yeah. No positives. No, okay. No, none.
Not one.
Not one.
And there's all kinds of warnings on the box. I don't know. I don't get it, but... it's probably big at fraternity initiations, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Ace for getting in there, brother. We're here for you.
Okay, all right. Now, Al, we have time for one more word. What have you got for me?
All right, Tom, and this is going to get a little bit go to what we were talking about a little bit before with age, sex, location. What is D&I? If I sent the...
is it do not
Chrissy
something?
Chrissy texts me and she... Oh, what's that?
Do not something?
Yeah. You keep going.
D&I, do not...
interrupt.
Oh, that's good. Is that what it is?
Not on this show.
Yeah.
Do not interrupt? Is that what it is?
Do not interrogate?
No, it's not do not interrupt. It would really be more like... this is one of those trick ones where it's more like the actual phrase that the letters sound like.
Oh, do not... don't deny that?
It would just be denied. So if somebody said, if I was texting with, Christy, and I was like, hey, I'm talking to this cute girl. Her name is, Vanessa, 3898. And she'd be like, she's 16. Deny. Like, do not.
Oh, gotcha.
Don't. Yeah. So just like, it's just like kind of letting somebody know that somebody's underage.
Oh.
And do not mess with them.
Right.
Mm. Wow. This is so complicated.
Wait a minute.
It's fast. There's like a whole language underneath language that's acronyms that just sound like language. Mm. It's really interesting.
It's like the new shorthand. Mm.
You said something else in there, like 3898. What was that?
That was just like somebody's like handle when you know that they're a bot.
Yeah.
Oh, when they go, I hate the Bob and Tom show, signed XYGHGH ##. Okay. It's like, I don't think you're a person, dude.
No.
It's just a picture of a Bud Light as their profile picture. It's like, all right, zero followers. Got it.
Tom,
42069. Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, that is,
I'm listening.
That's your screen name. I'm following you. That's a party.
Yeah, okay. Al, have you, you and I were talking off the air, have you started to work up some of the comedy, if you will, that has arisen since you've had this rather severe split from your fiance? Is that getting worked into the show?
You know, that's the best thing about me getting my car stolen to kick off post-COVID life was like, I just realized like I don't get mad. I just like start writing immediately because even when I'm super annoyed, I know it's going to be funny in a couple days. So I just start writing down everything that's happening just so even if it's not funny then, like when the police were telling me like nothing can be done, even though my passport may have been taken.
Ooh.
I know it was bad, it's going to be annoying.
Well, I'm glad
it's going to be funny.
I'm glad you're able to write about
start writing losing, it down now.
I'm glad you're able to write about losing all your stuff. It's a shame you don't have a desk to write on. Oh, that was mean.
You're mean. Just brutal.
Okay, Al Jackson, you're the best,
Al.
Awesome.
Love you, Al.
Please send me instructions on how to become one of your homeboys.
We got it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.